Now then, talking about health this morning, because it can often be difficult to talk about our health, particularly us men. We never want to go to the doctors. But what about the embarrassing situation of talking about the prostate? Well, joining me now is Bob Arthey, because he's got something very unique happening. Bob, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Justin. Nice to hear you.
And to yourself. Thanks for coming on for us. Now,
pleasure.
Your group is known as the FOPs, the Friends of Prostate Sufferers, and you do have a meeting today. Tell us about that, first of all.
Okay, thanks, Justin. Well, I'm going down to a local cafe where there are 50 men from a local church who are having a men's breakfast, and they very kindly allow me to come on with Jim, a friend of mine, to do a prostate presentation, prostate awareness presentation. Mm.
Now, something like this, we've already mentioned it once already briefly, but it's something that people don't talk about. So I think what you're trying to do today is get the men together and say, look, this is, again, a real issue, something we need to be talking about, because if we don't talk about it, we don't know how to cure it, do we?
Absolutely right. And a great friend of mine, Mark Saunders, died at 50. This guy ran for England, 220, yeah, in Helsinki as a junior. Strong guy. And we worked together in the south of France teaching sailing and diving to kids and that. And the boat died at 50 from prostate cancer. What's that? I said when his wife told me he died of prostate cancer. Never heard the words before. We don't know about the prostate, us men. And we don't care about it. No. Until it grabs us, hits us, and maybe takes us away. It takes 10,000 men a year away. It needn't do this. If people looked after their prostate, if people were aware of what it can do.
I think the advice for anybody is go to the doctor on a regular basis. Any doctor will tell you that. And if in any doubt about anything, for goodness sake, book that appointment. Because if you've wasted 10 minutes of somebody's time, that is absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. So this meeting today, it's at 9:50.
Yep.
And this is the Peppermill in Chorley Wood.
Yep. Yep.
Just finally on this one, I believe you have recorded some songs as well. Is this correct?
Absolutely right. I'm going to play you one now.
Go on, go for it.
Hang on a minute.
We've got about 40 seconds. So go on.
I'm trouble. Well, goodness gracious me. I get up six times a night, thirsting for a pee. I'm in such a state. Is it my prostate?
That's not me, it's me, mate, Jim.
Of course it is. But no, I like what you've done here, because you've got a very serious issue,
yes.
And you're trying to raise awareness in a funny way so people will listen, because often enough, when people start talking about serious things, I can hear it again, people just switch off. But if you can hear it in that way, that can only be a good thing. So 9:50 today is the Peppermill in Chorley Wood.
Can I just say that we're down Chorley Wood doing all the shops from 9 to 12 this morning. Budgeons, Roots, you name it, we'll be there.
Bob, I think, again, it's a wonderful campaign, something completely different, and all the best to you. Hope it goes
well
for you
today. Thanks so much, Justin. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks,
That's Bob Arthey. So he's the project campaign leader on this one. Very, very worthy cause. So if you're in the area today, look out for them. They will be singing their funny songs, and trust me, they're very, very funny.